The first year in mechanical engineering, there was about 100 students or something, 30 or 40 were failed. Actually, I think we were all mechanical electrical. Civil was separate. It was up in Baker Street. So mechanical, electrical, and electronic, we were all one group. I think we were like 150 or something like that. 30% failed the first year, gone. It was ruthless because the perception was that the polytechnic system, it was easier to get in, but the standards, there was three levels of standards in the polytechnic system, unlike the university at that time. You had the polytechnic standards themselves, then you had the CNAA standards, Council for National, which is the national, and then you had the Institution of Mechanical Engineers, or the electrical, or the civil, etc. So you had three levels of quality control. So the degrees were were high standards, and they did not mess about. They did fire you. They students did fail, and it was a terrible time when you walked up on that board to see if your name was there. The school had huge big machines in the basement, and you worked on them. And I don't mean learning them as a tradesperson. You learn how the electronics works. You learn how the software works. So it was actually making big machine tools work through software program and understand the physics of it, the mathematics behind all of that. It was fantastic. And there was another subject I studied, which was propulsion technology. Again, this was in an honors stream. And in that year, we're doing all kinds of advanced mathematical equations and all for jet engine, the flow of heat through jet engines and the hard blades, the aerodynamics within them. And so it was very, very advanced stuff here.